State authorities in Virginia have been wrestling with their own questions about crime and punishment. An audit of Virginia's crime lab found serious problems in the way it handled DNA evidence. The audit said a lab examiner bowed to political pressure while re-examining a death penalty case. As a result, Virginia's governor, Mark Warner, has ordered reviews of another 150 cases. Even evidence that's considered nearly flawless may be less reliable than we think. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis.
Governor Warner asked for the independent audit last fall to review the work of the state's renowned crime laboratory in the case of Earl Washington. Washington was convicted and sentenced to die for the 1982 rape and murder of Rebecca Williams, a young mother from Culpeper, Virginia. Today, he's out of prison, and he works at a social service agency in Virginia Beach. He says the state of Virginia owes him an apology.
Then I want the whole world to know that I was innocent, and I always have been.
When Washington was convicted, DNA testing did not exist. 10 years later, it did. In 1994, Virginia Governor Douglas Wilder commuted Washington's death sentence to life in prison. That was based on DNA testing that raised questions about Washington's guilt. In the year 2000, the state lab conducted new DNA tests that raised more questions. Governor Jim Gilmore pardoned Washington based on those tests. Even so, the new audit found that the state lab's chief DNA analyst, Jeffrey Bann, had erred in both DNA tests. One of those errors meant that Bann incorrectly ruled out a convicted serial rapist named Kenneth Tinsley as the source of semen found in Williams's body. Tinsley's DNA was found on a blanket at the crime scene. He's serving time in prison in a separate case. Governor Warner accepted all of the auditor's recommendations in hopes of answering this question. Does Earl Washington's case stand alone, or does it signal an endemic problem at Virginia's crime lab? He called for a review of the lab's handling of testing in 150 other cases, including other cases handled by Jeffrey Bann. Warner could not be reached on Sunday, but in a statement he said, "It is my hope that the implementation of these recommendations helps restore confidence in Virginia's DNA testing." Paul Ferrara, the director of the state's crime lab, removed Bann from his chief's responsibilities until the case review is completed. The audit found that both outside and internal pressures to resolve the case had a detrimental effect on the analyst's decisions, examinations, and reports. Robert Hall is one of Earl Washington's lawyers.
Every death penalty case in Virginia seems to have a political side to it, a political component to it. So I would think that the potential for pressure on the lab is there for every death penalty case.
He said that only a review of other cases will answer whether Earl Washington's case was a fluke. Libby Lewis, NPR News.